Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, we're here. No. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. On LA Talk Radio Channel 1, we are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and now we're on fucking Spotify.
Yeah, fucking Spotify.
Yay, we love fucking Spotify. Yeah. We are here for another awesome episode of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Thank you for joining us. Everybody out there in Facebook and Instagram land and whatnot.
Hi. Facebook and Instagram.
Yes,
all Facebook that social
and for Instagram your mouth land. And your ear hole.
Suck it up, Kaboom.
How in the fuck are you getting an Instagram thing to go more than a minute? Do they have a new thing for creators, right? Is that new creators yet?
I have no fucking idea about that shit, to be honest with you. I'm
asking the wrong people then. Never mind. I thought, you know, since you're younger.
I just got off of MySpace.
You know, you guys, 20 people, 20-year-olds and millennials and whatnot, you would know more techie shit.
I think we just made the cut. I think we're at VHS tapes and fucking WWF. This was too fast for us, man.
Real the shit. Old school WWF.
Space Jam is still my favorite basketball game.
Fuck yeah. I'm still playing Final Fantasy X.
That's what's up. That was good shit, man. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
At least that was 2002 or some shit.
Damn.
Fuck yes. I love PlayStation. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Fuck yeah.
Besides sex.
Oh, shit. That's PlayStation within itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Nothing.
Nothing. Damn, bro. Hey, it's our favorite thing. You should be happy.
That's why she.
Okay, well, he's my favorite thing.
Oh, so we're gonna take a break.
But that also
cut to commercial.
That also involves. No, I'm just kidding.
Get out of here.
People think we're just co-hosts.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is getting really uncomfortable.
We like to do that with people.
I love it.
We like to fuck with people.
I'm just
on the
gonna
air.
Hear this.
Yeah.
It's too much fun. Anyway, I like to do that. Just shake things up. Fuck with people's brain. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me, asshole.
Where is this going?
Anyway, this is your hostess.
Start ramming.
That's creeping. That's creepy as hell. Anyway, this is your hostess with the most, Jennifer DeVoe, aka Jenny, and my co-host, cohort in crime, business partner, and whatever else. We're not going to go there. James Muse, JJ, a.k.a. The Muse.
The Muse.
He got that from Nathan Young.
I love it.
Shout out. And I know my brother from another brother, or my host.
What's up, Nate?
My broski Nate. From another hoski.
Right.
I'm going to get that trademarked.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never heard that one.
No one's ever said it before. I haven't heard it ever. Not on TV or
good.
Movies or nothing.
Let me get my
so we trademarking it right now.
I'm trademarking that bitch. Anyone
right
says
now.
It, I get a quarter.
Broski from another hoski.
You owe me a quarter, bitch.
Damn,
I'm just
bro.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Right,
I'm just
I got
kidding.
A dollar on it.
A dollar?
There you go. Make it rain, dog.
Make it rain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so now you're supposed to
really
jump up and shake your
rain.
Ass.
No.
Nate, that's going to talk $2 for that shit.
No, no, no. No.
Come on, Jennifer.
That's too much for me. Have your dollars back. Anyway.
But how it's stirred to shame.
I often get referred to as the female Howard Stern.
Oh,
because I'm extremely raunchy and I...
Are you Jewish?
No.
Well, you know what?
People think I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get a lot of Russian Jew.
Russian
that's,
Jew?
That's, I get a lot of that. Yeah.
Vodka and rye bread.
My son is Jewish. That's the funny thing. His dad was a Russian Jew.
Now, is that the black belt?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but he was a Marine.
So you probably knew Krav Maga.
Served during time of war.
Shit. Isn't that the Russian military?
I don't know.
Tear down this wall.
One of them fucking people. I don't know. He was weightlifting champion of Israel.
Oh, damn.
Damn, Jennifer.
Yeah, I know
what the fuck?
And he was a 1st Marines 1st Division during the Persian Gulf War. So,
goddamn.
Yeah, I'm quite sure.
God rest his soul. God rest his soul. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Hero.
R.I.P. He passed when my son was three.
Oh, yeah. This just got deep.
Things happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Sure. And then you got to push on and move on with your life.
Exactly.
And do great things like radio shows.
Right.
Hey.
And music and concerts and all kinds of fun stuff.
I don't know where the fuck we'd be without music. I'd probably be in jail.
Well, first of all, let us introduce our incredible guest this week.
Yes.
We have with us awesome, amazing punk rock band, Jabbermouth.
Yes.
How you doing? Hey, LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Guys.
Jabbermouth.
Good to be here.
YouTube.
Love these guys. We discovered Jabbermouth courtesy of Nathan Young of Young Blood Productions. Again, another shout out to my broski.
Yes.
We found them at the Battle for Vans Warped Tour this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We saw them play, I believe it was May, end of May or you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And they were really good. They stood out to us like massively. And I had to, especially the balls on the fucking mic stand, dude. I'm sorry. That's like my fucking favorite thing. He's got literally blue balls. These fucking like rubber blue balls that hang from the mic stand when he sings. It's just badass.
Yeah, girls she's to seen that. Him. No, for real. For
that
real.
Was one of my favorite
she's
things.
She's seen that.
I was like,
awesome. I got to have him on the show.
I said, that right there gives me a whole level of respect for these guys. You know what I'm saying? It made me respect the fuck out of you. So let's introduce ourselves. We'll go right to left, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Hi, I'm Abraham, bass player, vocals.
Yeah. Abraham. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz the drummer?
Yeah.
The drummer's
buzz.
Does the drummer get buzzed?
Does he get buzzed?
Yes.
And
Chris Diaz, I play guitar and I sing backup vocals.
Yes.
Nice.
And this motherfucker.
Right.
This motherfucker.
This guy right here.
Can goddamn shred.
Right.
How old are you again?
I'm 25, but my birthday is the 30th of September, so.
He's about to be 26.
I'm about to be more than a quarter dead at this point. But
it's
going good.
That's just a really great way
it's
of looking
dark.
At it.
Unrealistic.
Hey, we know we've already thrown death on the table. Why
I know,
not just go there? You know what I'm saying?
Let's get rid of it.
He's about to be 26. But this motherfucker can shred.
Thank you.
Right.
Like, I have not seen almost anybody play like you.
Wow.
Especially for your age range.
Thank you.
Like you get mad props for that. I'm very particular when it comes to music. Movies or television, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But music especially. And when I hear stuff and you guys are spot on point, like you can tell you don't miss a beat. You don't miss a note. You guys are like right on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that says something, especially for how old. Yeah. You know, how old are you, boys? 28.
You're
28.
25.
Okay. So these guys are.
They're just the baby.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I got kids. They motherfucking
age.
Call
you boys. I'm sorry to call you boys, but a lot of people seem to think I'm your guys' age. Everybody, because they all think I'm around 30 to 35, and I'm like, God bless you. You're so wonderful for that. I love you. And I'm almost a half. What do you want to call it? What am I going through?
Menopause.
Well, that too. Thanks for sharing.
Hot flashes.
On live air. Thanks for sharing.
You asked me. I don't know
no,
what
I was
going to
say. Middle age. I was going to say middle age, asshole. Not fucking menopause.
Okay.
You're a real dick, aren't you?
Damn.
I have one, I've heard.
Yeah, and you can be one.
Yes, anyway. Probably.
Probably. Let's not go there. Anyway. Anywho.
Thank you.
But yes, I am going through menopause, and thanks for sharing that on worldwide radio.
Yay!
And
yay!
Television.
To Jennifer's menopause.
Good news. That's spoken.
And good credit. And
oh no,
no, no.
I'm not, no. Explain it to them.
What? Who?
I'm like a what?
A bird.
I have horrible what? And a what? Horrible credit.
Oh.
A rap sheet.
Oh, you're black. Shit. You black people's. That's why they call her Black Girl.
Honorary Black Girl?
Yes. Honorary Black Girl.
He says, you have really bad credit.
Right.
You have a criminal record.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which I just got done
With community service. She just got done with community service.
I just got done wrapping up my legal shit.
You're interviewing us, but I want to know about this now. So how did you get this record? What went down?
Which time?
Oh, shit. honorary black
You
want to
go there? And you want to know the things I haven't been caught for?
Right. Well, that we can not leave that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, let's leave that part out. Anyway.
Congrats on getting away.
Yeah, thank you. I love it.
How do I be an honorary black guy, bro? Tell me, man. Look.
Wait a minute. And she lives in the hood.
Oh,
and I live in South Central too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. All I have is an Otis Redding shirt. I don't know if that's enough, but
that's a start.
Almost all my friends are either black or Hispanic.
Yeah.
Good choice.
I have very few white friends, except for back home, because everybody's white. Yeah. I had no choices. I'm just kidding. I love all you guys. I love you.
What's up, Maine?
Maniacs. My son is Sikh Maniac.
Crazy Maniac. Sikh Maniac, right?
Sikh or something like that.
Sikh Maniac.
Something like that.
Sikh Maniac. He's...
works for the show.
I love you, Chance.
Shout out, Chance.
Sikh Maniac.
Anyway. So we want to talk to you guys a little more about yourselves now that you've introduced yourselves to the audience. Learn a little bit more about you guys. How long has Jabbermouth Mouth been around? How long have you guys been in existence?
It's been about a year.
Yeah.
Really?
A year.
September 14th was our first show anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That is wonderful.
Right.
Hey, not everybody makes it to a year with anything, tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some relationships don't even last a year.
But you guys are cohesive, really.
But
you know,
guys seem really tight.
Right. You're like, you've been together much longer.
We go way back.
So you guys know each other for a really long time.
They're brothers.
I'm related to this guy. We're related.
So you're so you're actually brothers?
Yeah, we're brothers.
Oh. Right.
Brothers from the same mother.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, cool. Broski's from the
same mother.
Oh, do you have a quarter, dude? It's going to get famous.
I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to disrespect your mom like that. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to, especially if you're watching, mom. Especially if you're watching.
What's up, mom?
We love you. And thank you for watching.
Hey, Rachel,
and we
meant
no disrespect by any of that. Anyway.
You're getting free to our shows.
Yeah.
Yes,
always.
You're automatically free to all our concerts.
She's going
to
bring you guys, you know, anyway, like lunch and stuff.
Just for that. Okay, cool.
Oh, that's even better.
That's my boy. With the blue balls. Yes. So does your mom go to shows?
No.
No?
She doesn't help on social media, huh?
No. She wouldn't. Do you think that she would go to one of your shows if you invited her?
If
you ever thought about, hey, mom,
yeah,
would you want to come to one of our shows and take a vested interest in what we do?
Yeah.
I mean, this is two of her sons. These are two kids. You know what I'm saying?
The baby boys.
If my kid was in a band, which would be really awesome if, you know, if he picked up that guitar again. You know what I'm saying? Really?
Do it, bro.
Shout out, you know what I'm
saying? Anyway. but I would be proud. You know, I would go to my kids' gigs and all that. But I love punk rock music, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess that's not really her thing.
Nah.
What does she listen to? What does your mom listen to?
Rod Stewart.
Fuck you!
You love my body. Yeah. You think I'm sexy.
Yeah. You got an awesome rocking mom. I love it. What else does she listen to? Anything else or just Rod Stewart all the time?
Cheryl Crow, maybe? I don't know.
Ooh, Sheryl Crow's all right. Cool. All right. What you say?
Cool.
Your mom sounds cool and progressive. Yes. Invite her to a fucking show, dudes. Seriously. You'd be surprised. Your mom might actually like it. You never know.
Maybe. Huh?
You never know.
Yeah.
So you guys are really tight, though, as far as your music goes, for only being together for a year.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the thing
that's
impressive. So they're brothers, and they've been jamming since.
And how, you guys known each other a whole life?
Grade school, right here.
So, okay. Yeah. Since grade school.
Third grade Catholic school.
So you guys went to third grade. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I have to throw that in. There's no way I can't throw that in.
It wasn't no regular school.
So do y'all have any legal issues?
No, I wasn't molested.
With these priests?
I was not molested. I'm kind of jealous that I wasn't. Everybody else was getting molested. I didn't.
but, the ugly kid, so the priest was like,
I was left out of the equation. It really bummed me out, to be honest.
That's just wrong.
He couldn't go into the rectory.
I used to drop my lunch on purpose.
They didn't
want slow.
Apparently, they didn't want to go into. Apparently, they didn't want to go into his rectory either.
My sanctuary. No, I was left out.
Rectumnary. No, sorry.
Fucking hey, dude. Nah.
Shout out Saint Benedict.
Oh shit! Sorry, dude. It's comedy.
Is he the patron saint of assholes? Oh. I'm sorry. Just wondering.
Father
I'm
Butt Itch. No, but yeah, it was brutal because I mean, like, okay, in reality, it was just really strict bullshit ass rules. And if you tell a kid every day what he's not supposed to do, all he's gonna think about is doing that thing.
Oh yeah, of course.
Give me a book that says don't fuck. What do you think I'm gonna think about?
Fucking.
What do you think? Don't steal. Don't lie. What the fuck do you think I'm gonna
stealing
think
stealing and lying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we always want to do the opposite of what our parents or society or the government or culture tells us.
Thus, the stereotype that Catholic schoolgirls are hoes. You know what I mean?
Which is true.
Yeah, which is very true. Mm-hmm. I am confirming right now.
Right.
You go to Catholic schools to buy the drugs and get the hoes.
Damn.
I knew a couple of Catholic school girls.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, come on, man. Back me up, dude.
Right.
Did you date them? Wink, wink.
I didn't touch any of them. But I knew about them.
Because there's not very many black Catholics in the world.
No, they wouldn't black. Matter of fact, one was.
I'm just being honest. But you said before me you didn't really fuck with white women like that.
No.
You like maybe screwed a couple in the 80s or something, you said.
A couple of them,
yeah. But you didn't like. He's never been in a relationship before me with a white woman.
Well, no. Oh.
Ever.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's why I'm like.
Yep. 2018.
All my friends say the opposite. They say no, date a white woman. It's a smart idea. She'll work.
Oh,
everyone tries to shoot me, I'll just put her in front.
And she's not gonna eat your dick for lunch.
Oh,
because you said the wrong thing.
Oh yeah.
Most I'm gonna do is just call him a dick and walk off.
That's beautiful.
I mean that's not all I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a black girl in some ways, but
in the right ways,
definitely not in others. My son was having a conversation about this with our black roommate last night, like with Linda. Yeah,
right.
You know, me talking about this, and she was laughing her ass off because he dated a black girl right now, and he's wishing he wasn't.
God damn, man.
It's all right.
Yeah,
he's dated a few.
But that's a stereotype. Not all black women
several.
Are like that.
He's dated several black.
Yeah,
black
but
chicks.
Not all black women are like that. You know what I'm saying? So
he's meeting them in the wrong area.
Way wrong.
Where's
area.
The wrong area? What are you talking about?
He needs to go to the
poor
college.
Areas.
Poor, okay,
yeah.
On the red line?
Skid Row.
Yeah.
Near Watts Towers.
No, literally, Skid Row.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Right.
He went camping.
So he's dating homeless people.
Oh, nice.
Well, up until recently, we were homeless ourselves.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Until about a month ago.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
We don't tell people this.
No,
we didn't tell.
It's
going to
be in our documentary shit.
Yeah,
they
no,
might
but, we didn't tell anybody for the longest time. Like I was literally homeless for 3.5 years.
Oh, my God.
I was homeless for two.
With my kids.
Oh, shit.
And I work.
Yeah. Right.
You know what
I did
mean?
Too.
It's not like I just.
Full time. Overtime.
And he works.
Yeah. With a major security company.
Yeah.
That's how little they pay.
Yeah.
That's your
so
homeless?
You just don't know. Like, shit, any shit could happen. You
like,
just don't
yeah,
know.
Like 40 plus hours
just,
a week.
We lived on Skid Row. I'm being,
right,
I'm being
real.
Seriously honest. I lived on Skid Row for 2 years, as did he.
Yeah.
He lived there like a month less than me.
Yeah.
A month and a half, maybe. Less than I did.
Working for a major company.
Yeah. And
200,000 employees.
We lived on Skid Row in a shelter, in a mission.
How was it?
It's all right. I mean, I survived. I was one of the only white person, really, and I'll be honest with you, that could survive down there.
Wow.
Not that many.
Because I earned my fucking respect. I earned
being a Weta and earning that respect must have been a mission.
I earned my fucking respect.
That's what's up,
yeah,
dude.
She
and look at you
some
now.
Shit down there, man.
I have a cracked orbital bone and vision problems.
Damn.
God damn, bro.
You would do some shit down
called
here.
A female blood.
Ooh.
Punch me in my face. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But you just got to overcome it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be bigger than that. Yeah. Rise above it. Be more than...
But she wasn't acting, you know what I mean? You know, but she held her own, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She wasn't like, I'm better than nobody. I'm down
no,
here.
No, God, no.
But she
I'm
wouldn't,
certainly not better than
but she would. But she held her own against dudes,
I'm no,
too.
I'm no different than anyone
shit.
Else.
Dude talk shit. You know she'll talk mean? Shit right back. Like, and? Motherfucker, what's up?
Yeah. You can't let him punk you.
No.
People tried to
no.
bully.
Let, no,
people tried to
no,
bully my,
nobody.
My, people tried to bully my, down there they call it play daughter, but. My, like, adopted kids.
Yeah.
Like, I adopted, you know, because they didn't have really real parents of their own. You know what I'm saying? These
wow.
were good people that I adopted. And sometimes people would fuck with them, and I'd go at them.
Right.
And I didn't give a shit if it was a guy or not. I didn't, nope. I'd go right down. I yeah. Say something wrong to me. I will fuck you up right now.
See, I didn't know about this oh, part man. Of you guys, but it only shows that how humble you guys are and how great and nice you guys are, and we're so happy to be here. And yes. I think it's amazing that now you guys are doing this. And from
we
what
was
you
doing
started,
this for 2 years. When we was down on Skid Row, we was doing this show.
Yeah. Oh shit!
And we paid for the show.
Yeah.
Wow. This isn't free.
No, we've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, we started it down there, and we've been paying for it. Yeah, everything we do, we pay for.
I'm happy to be a part of it now.
This isn't free. No.
I was on an FM channel for 5 years. Before that, by you know, with another co-host and
right,
stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which you know, it gets you in the door at least, you know, gets mm-hmm. you practice, gets yeah. you know, to where you can come to this next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what are your guys' plans? Like, what do you see for your guy for yourselves? You know, coming into the future for your band. What do you see? Like, where do you want to play? What venues? Is there something that you really have a personal goal that you want to achieve?
I think, the goal that we have in mind right now is we want to go on tour.
Okay.
Is it do it the States more?
Okay, cool.
Play around.
Like, at least start with a West Coast tour and then kind of work from there, maybe?
Yeah.
Southwest, whatever, yeah.
America.
Okay, that's cool.
Hey, Trump's America. See what we can do.
Yeah, the Tuck Frump tour.
There you go.
What up, Victory Kid?
Tuck Frump, huh?
How's it going, you?
Yes. These guys made it. Jabbermouth made it to round two.
Right.
Actually. And they should have gone to the finals, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Because I really think you guys...
We agree with you.
Right.
We're more worthy. I think you were more worthy of it than some of the bands that actually ended up going.
We don't want to talk shit, but they sucked.
I mean, some of them bands were really, really good.
Yeah,
and then other ones,
they weren't terrible.
I didn't understand how they made it as far as they did.
Yeah. Draws.
And I'm not mentioning any names. I'm just saying some of them bands,
yeah.
I don't... see how they got to the finals.
Hey man, if you have more family members and shit and more friends and you can make yourself look like a better band, go ahead and bring them. I don't give a fuck. In the end, people are gonna listen to the music.
I in my opinion, I have more respect for the music.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And the end product, it's not necessarily always about how many people you can bring.
No,
you know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
I mean,
but
if I was an artist, I wouldn't give a fuck. It was just one person. It's like, I can concentrate on that one.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And
to me, it's all
about
it's word of, artist,
it's word
artist,
of mouth.
It's all about.
Yeah, right.
It's word of mouth. All you,
show,
all you need is that one person to see you
yep.
and to believe in you
yep.
like we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To spread the word.
Somebody might be
and
listening.
Tell everybody. And you know, Mom, this is worldwide.
Watching. Right.
The radio show
is worldwide.
The world radio show, the Facebook, the Instagram, all of it is worldwide. So you just know this is an FM. We
all
can
six
swear.
Continents.
We can do what we want.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a little more leeway yeah. with what we can do.
We played Compton. We played warehouses. We played all sorts of like fucked up venues. And if there was 10 people, I would rather have 10 people listening to the band than 30 people that don't give a fuck, that are on their phones and just...
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right,
my God,
right.
I
Look
hate
what
that
I'm doing.
Shit.
I'm fucking at a punk show.
I... fucking hate that. I was at a great concert at the 1720 Warehouse recently to see Dirty Machine. My buddies, which Nathan is, they all came. That's how I met Nathan.
So Nate.
When I met Nathan through them. You know what I'm saying? So all these people were just standing there. And this was a great show. And I'm standing there watching Dirty Machine. And when people saw Dirty Machine, they were getting into it. Like, once they came on, they kind of put the phones away.
Yeah.
But the band before the, you know, band or so before that, it was like, they're all out there. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, are you shitting me? This is just wrong. Like, why aren't you, have some respect and listen to the, you came here. I don't care which fucking band you came here to support. Be supportive of all of them. Because they all came out to work hard.
Right.
And they all deserve your respect. So, I mean,
big time artists are starting to know that trend, and now they're actually confiscating people's phones at the door now. So like Misfits, when they played, you had to put your phone in a bag that would lock, and when you're inside the arena, you couldn't access your phone.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so they did that. Dave Chappelle did that for his stand-up comedy. Huge fan of Dave Chappelle. And Jack White did that too. So like, I think they're starting to see this trend of fucking social media's zombies and shit, and they just don't want to have it anymore. You know, music deserves your reverence.
Right.
You know?
So, right. Like, speaking of 1720 Warehouse, shout out to David Forrester. See Fate Destroyed. Speaking of Nathan Young.
Right.
Of Youngblood Productions. Go see Fate Destroyed, his awesome, amazing band with Francesca Destruct.
Yeah. She's hot. Y'all seen her?
We love Francesca.
Yeah. Mom or what? What's up?
We just did their music video with them.
We was in the background.
Yeah. I loved wearing fake blood so much.
Yeah.
That I decided to dye my hair.
Oh.
It looked so awesome. I just said, "Fuck it! I'm gonna dye my hair blood red."
There you go.
With the black ends. That'll look cool. I'm just gonna do it and say, "Fuck it." But you know what I want to do? I want to play some of your music so people can hear how fucking wonderful you are.
Yeah.
Some
great punk rock.
And why we believe in you. Oh, we got a phone caller. Hold on one second. You are on the air.
It's Mom.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk of the Block and Jabbermouth.
Hey, this is Dave Klein from Agent Orange. I'm actually the guy that's recording Jabbermouth.
Hey!
What's up?
What's up, Urban Kid?
Hey!
Yeah.
You boys be good.
I'm trying, Dave. I'm trying, man. God damn, Dave. Hey, Dave, I have to tell you something, man. That Marshall head, I got it, man. We'll talk about that later. I'm trying to sell him a head from the studio. I don't know.
Let's talk about this on the radio.
Sell him head. Yeah, I just think it's funny.
You're trying to sell head? Yeah. Not on my show, you don't, buddy.
You know what,
I'm
man?
I'm just kidding, dude.
You're supposed to advertise in the Hollywood
press. This is where Dave hangs up on me.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jenny, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm actually working on the Jabbermouth EP that we recorded. So
awesome.
Good. We're very excited. I was listening to the show.
We're very excited to hear it.
How's it sounding, Dave?
Good. It's sounding terrible.
Oh, shit, man.
Damn.
No, I'm just kidding. It's sounding awesome. Man, yeah, I got to say, like you were saying about Chris's guitar playing, that guy shreds. He's awesome.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that, man.
Yes.
You're welcome. Amp. Now give me that amp, damn amp. No, I'm just kidding.
The amp and the Van slip-ons. I'm looking this guy up. He's my boy, man.
Oh, that's right. The Van slip-ons. Yes.
This is the horrible, most worst.
It's all, it's all about Chris.
Worst thing to talk about on the radio. My bad. But
this is awesome.
No, yeah. So those guys have been in. We did like a 4-song EP. So I'm just kind of working on mixes right now. So that should be out pretty soon, actually.
Well, then we'll have him back on the show later
in the
year, and we'll showcase the new EP.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, so Jenny, we should get you out to a show, too, because I play in Agent Orange on the drummer.
Yes. I saw you on Facebook, and we want to go check out your shows and have you on the show.
Absolutely.
I meant to hit you up.
So just send me a message or something. One of you guys send me a message, and then I'll take care of you guys, too.
Okay.
We play. We're doing like a tour coming up. So the next thing we do, we're doing like a tour with UK Subs and Guttermouth coming up in October.
Ooh, okay.
So that'll be up. Those are like all, it's like a West Coast tour, but we got stuff coming up. We got stuff coming up in, let me see here. Echoplex, October 26th. That's with Guttermouth and UK Subs. Observatory, Santa Ana, the 27th, and October 28th, Observatory in San Diego.
We're down for the one, the first one you said, in L.A.
The Echoplex.
The Echoplex, that one.
Yeah.
I'm down for that one.
Yeah, that's actually a show where I'm actually like 10 minutes from my place for once. We're always like out of town all the time, so it's kind of nice.
Which is nice for you.
Cool.
That's good.
After Party at Dave's, or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah,
we're calling
After
it right
Party
now.
At Dave's.
Bring PC.
I didn't mean to hijack your show.
It's okay. It's okay, Dave. We're going to have you on the show soon anyway.
Yes.
Dave.
I was just calling to say hi and just bug those guys and talk shit.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to go to your last show. I want to go to this one. I'm going to hit you up.
I think, was the last LA show the Whiskey?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that'd be nice to meet you in person and stuff too. So,
yes.
Yes. When you guys contact me, anyway, you can get my number from those guys or whatever. So
I'll be hitting you.
Anyway. All right. Very cool. All right, you guys, be good.
We love you, Dave.
Dave, thanks for everything, man. You're a great producer, and everything's sounding great. And hit up Dave if you want recordings. You want to plug your studio, Dave?
Anybody. Oh, yes. So it's my website's DaveKleinRecording.com.
Okay.
And I'm on Instagram and Facebook. So just Facebook, it's Dave Klein Recording, and Instagram, it's like Dave Klein Drummer.
Yes.
So.
Yes,
oh, cool.
Dave, thanks, man.
Klein,
all right, thanks.
Great, Dave.
Thank you for
thanks,
calling
guys.
In, Dave.
Thanks,
we'll be
thanks,
seeing
Dave.
You soon.
Hi, right, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Love you.
Yes. I did want to go. I remember that because they did invite me to their last show at the Whiskey, and I wanted to go. I can't even remember what the hell happened that night. But yes, I want to go see you on the 26th at the Echoplex. I've never been to the Echoplex, so that'd be nice too. What do we want to play? Dealer's Choice. Jesus, another call. I'm trying to play your music and we just get a bunch of phone calls.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking to Jay's Real Talk on the Block and Jabbermouth. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hello. What's
Samantha. Up? What up, Samantha? What's up?
Yeah.
You want to ask the band a question or
ask us anything?
Well, I'm Gabriel and Abraham's little sister.
Oh,
that's nice.
All right.
Good question.
Well, that's so cute.
We do have a little sister.
Actually, that's
so
cute.
And
it's gonna be their family calling.
Did you forget to do the dishes or something?
I want to tell them that I'm very proud of them.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
Thank you. That's awesome.
And even though Chris is not my brother, he's become one, and I'm very proud of all of them. And all that hard work is paying off.
Sam.
That's so sweet.
Love you, Sam. Thank you. That was really nice.
Thank you, Samantha. Oh, wow. That's so wonderful.
You're welcome.
Oh, man.
Well, thank you for calling in, Samantha. Now we're going to go play your brother's awesome music.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it.
And make sure your brothers do the dishes. All right, bye.
They don't do anything, but okay.
Okay, cool. All right.
Talking shit.
All right, okay. Thank you, Samantha. Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Sam. That was awesome. That was shit. All right, let's play a song before somebody else calls. All right, we'll play in Trap Door.
Yes.
Jenny's Real Talk in the Blog, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, Jabbermouth.
Trap door!
That was awesome. They belch at the end of the song.
Are you serious? A Snoop Dogg concert? I would say you smoke at the...
Thank you. He was smoking even on stage. You know, he was smoking, pushing buttons. You
well,
know,
hypocrite.
DJ.
Just letting you know, the mics are on now.
Oh.
Anyway.
I'll stop talking about
as we're talking shit about Snoop Dogg.
That was some bull, though.
$35K just to DJ for an hour. And you barely said a word. Anyway.
Wow. And you can't smoke weed.
You couldn't smoke.
No, none of us were like, he was smoking. And some people up on the stage and shit were smoking. And they were telling us, light up. They were all like, light up. And these hot.
Wait. I'm sorry.
Hot
chicks. They was giving out joints.
Hot women.
Chick. Yeah.
Were handing out joints throughout the crowd all night.
No.
And they wouldn't let us light them outside either.
Snoop Dogg.
And you couldn't go in and out the event. No, it was the people. The security. And I got in trouble.
Oh.
I got in trouble for sparking up inside and outside.
Oh, man. Add one to the books, Jenny.
I got in trouble twice. Because Jenny don't know how to fucking behave. That's why she has a rap sheet.
Anyway, yeah.
What's our next song? We just played Trap Door by
that
Trevor.
That's a nice song, man. I'm listening to this on the EP. Like three times on the way here today.
Right.
Fuck yeah.
And that one, and she kind of, you know what I mean? And SOS was cool too.
Thank you so much.
He even remembered the name of the songs, and they're sitting in front of me. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it. That's how you know he was paying attention.
Right. He wrote it on his hands.
Right. No, I'm for real. I ain't got that shit on my hand. Look.
His hands are
kind of. It's on my leg.
His hands are kind of dark. No, I'm just
kidding. He's a white pen.
Oh, wait, the palms.
Look. Look. Oh, that's great.
Even my palms got tan.
You guys must be having a real fun time. Oh, Hispanics yeah. Laughing at us.
Riley!
Anyway.
And Swan Ham?
Oh, no. SOS.
Which one do you want to play? SOS?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play some SOS.
Yeah.
By Jabbermouth on Jenny's Real Talk on the blog, Gaylade Zug Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Crashing, it Metal Archie. No, I'm just kidding. That was SOS by Jabbermouth.
I seen them. I used to work. Yeah. I used to see them. For the few times.
You want to play She?
The what? Sorry.
They love to talk.
Metalachi, I heard about them. I haven't seen them, though.
I've seen them a couple of times.
All right, we're going to play She now.
Yeah? Are they sick?
Yeah.
Without them. All right. Bye. She. Jabbermouth. James Earl Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. iHeart Radio. That was She by Jabbermouth here on... there must be a story there. I'm just kidding. But hold on. We want to hear from a couple of our friends. 1 second.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to...
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeart Radio.
This is Harrison Nida from Victory Kid, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. Perfect.
This is Sam Sapper from Bahram U, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio and iHeartRadio.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Go to Books That Make You.
Cream.
Dot com.
Skeet, 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm sorry, Desiree Duffy. We love you. Desiree Duffy. Thank God she has a sense of humor. Anyway, she's our book PR person who handles all of our authors and but up to Black Chateau Enterprises. Anyway, I got to play a little commercial every week, you know, and then hold on. You're not going to like this one. Wait. This is from, I'm trying to remember which one.
L.A. Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Yes, we're trying to hook them up with more publicity and gigs and things. Yes. So we're working on it right now, but looks like our first show is going to be Wednesday, October 24th.
Exciting.
At the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood.
It's the next step for Get Real Global
next
Entertainment.
Next level. Woo.
The next level.
Yes, yeah, brought to you by Get Real Global Entertainment, as
damn
is
right.
This radio show and broadcast. Yes. We've been here with the most awesome Jabbermouth today.
Right.
And I wish we had more time to play your goddamn music, because damn it. We just got talking about all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's what you get.
But they can tell the audience where they can be found.
Yes, where can you be found? Everywhere
on your social media.
Yes, tell them where you can be found.
Yeah, well, you can look us up on Instagram, Jabbermouth_ on Instagram. Okay, again, Jabbermouth_. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Jabbermouth. I believe 666.
Yes,
Jabbermouth 666. Number of the fucking beast.
Yeah, beast.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music.
iTunes,
Pornhub.
Pornhub.
We're usually just watching videos.
Okay. Okay. Well, then you'll find me there too.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not go there. Anyway, I think I watch more of that than he does.
Ooh, shit.
Probably.
Anyway, go for it. Anywhere else? Oh yeah. What else? Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
This one time at Bandcamp. Yep. No, but you can find Jabbermouth on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, you can.
You're a little too old for Bandcamp, but...
last night checked. Doesn't go up my ass so easy.
You play the flute too?
I'll try.
Oh, sorry.
Toot the flute.
I played for 7 years in high school, but I never did that with my damn flute.
You're missing out, Jenny.
That's gross. Dude, you know what that would do to the pads and the... And the valves and the, oh my Jesus Christ. Like,
really,
that's just wrong. Yeah.
Doesn't really.
I have a lot of respect for my instruments.
Wish I did. I wish I did. I have a beautiful Gibson SG that broke in half, snapped in half at a show.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not the only one that he snapped.
It wasn't intentional.
No.
Like, you know how like guitars go smash with their guitar?
Well, the first one actually, I broke my arm along with the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is a scar right here.
Oh, damn. That's hardcore.
Yeah. Facebook Live. I'm doing
it.
I'm just.
See that shit? Like, it's the angle. It's just hard to see. Yeah.
Damn.
See,
it's
brutal.
Brutal. Damn.
You try to lie to everybody and say
that's
you try
like,
to end it
that's
all.
That's really, like, you know, pain for your music. Like,
now they call me Double Snap because I snap my arm
on
the guitar.
Oh, God. Oh, gross. Okay, yeah. Anyway, you just Oh, it's just sick.
Yeah. It was cool though. I got up. I finished a song with one hand.
It was cool. His arm was all bent. And he was just like fucking.
I was shredding with one hand.
Damn, yeah. You're hardcore.
Fuck yeah, you gotta be.
Oh, speaking of hardcore, the show has come to an end.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, it sucks. But we're gonna have you on again really soon because we want to hear that new EP.
Yeah.
And I want to play the other two songs that we didn't get to play today. Whatever. I want to play music because I like Jabbermouth.
Oh.
And we're gonna have them at our first show.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Are we confirmed for this? We good? We thinking we're gonna do it?
Yeah,
fuck
good.
Costco.
Yeah, look, you know,
fuck
you just
Costco?
No.
Okay, fuck Costco.
He works really hard. He works really hard, and you get rapport with the supervisor. So you be like, look, I need this day off.
Yeah.
The rest of them days, I don't give a fuck. But this day, I need off.
But do you need me to hire any hookers for you?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Wait, is your boss a male or female? You don't
well,
know.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, Jesus, he doesn't
magic
know.
Mike,
fuck.
Guys.
That's scary. Oh, well, then I'm going to have to hire a lot of hookers,
yeah.
Male and female.
Anyway,
sign
our
which way.
Don't, you know, take care of his bosses, you know what I mean? So they're happy
yeah.
for him to go play his show.
Wink.
It's a business investment, baby. Anyway, we have to leave now.
We're going to buy him with food stamps, baby.
Jesus Christ. Tell all my business, why don't you?
I was talking about mine.
Menopause and food stamps, man. You tell all my business out there in radio land.
Real talk,
Facebook. EBT. GR. General Relief.
Free Linus.
Anyway, we're out of here for another week. Next week, I'm hoping we'll be able to have Devang in the studio with us.
Okay.
I haven't fully confirmed them yet, so maybe somebody else. Maybe you guys can come back next week.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You never know. Yeah. Maybe, do you think Dave will have it done by next week? Yeah, I'm just kidding. No rush. No pressure.
Songs.
No
hurry
pressure.
Up, Dave.
No pressure, Dave.
Hurry up, Urban Kid.
From,
get on.
Dave Keel from, you know, Dave Keel. Dave Keel. Did I say it right?
Dave Klein.
Dave Klein.
Keel.
Keel over? No, Klein.
Dave
Kill.
Keel.
No,
Keel.
Dave
Keel.
Dave Klein. Dave Klein. Go DaveKleinRecording.com.
Hey, can we shout out Chuck Mancius?
Do all your shout outs before we go.
Chuck yes. Mancius, he recorded the first EP.
Okay, what up, Chuck?
It was the EP you heard today.
What right. up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
What up?
Chuck, don't up.
Anyway,
I just want to say, because you guys are doing Universal Bar and Grill, and this guy named Javier Herrera, who was part of Indian Head Entertainment, Chief, his name was Chief on the Streets, he passed away in June, and he did a lot for us, and he used to book there, and Chief,
R.I.P.
Chief, in the radio waves, if you can hear me,
R.I.P. Chief,
fucking love you, brother,
alright, Chief,
yeah, that's basically it for me, yeah,
that's good, well, go find them. Jabbermouth on Facebook. That's Jabbermouth 666 on Facebook. Instagram Jabbermouth _. Go find them on Bandcamp, Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. Go look for them now. Jabbermouth. JABBER.
Mouth.
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 Yes.
Mouth.
And you can find us, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio. We'll be back next week, like always. See ya. Peace. Have a great week. We're
bye,
out
bitch.
Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.